Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You may be hearing this term Fanati Sheikh, Fanati La. Fanati Sheikh, Fanati La. Certain person you think he is a Fanati La. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that in your life you have no proposals. In matters of Allah Ta'ala, you have no proposals at all. You don't have any kind of judgment. The moment you begin to have judgment of Allah, that be not fanatic. You don't have any kind of decisions. If there is a decision of any kind, that is not fanatillah. So a person who is completely annihilated, who called fana, he does not have any kind of desire anymore. That's the meaning of it. If he has any kind of desire, that means he got no fana. No fanatillah. So this is the most important thing that one person has to have in mind all the time. That am I really a fanatillah or not? That in any kind of occasion, does he have any kind of judgment in that occasion? Or does he have any kind of decision that he makes in that incident? Or he completely annihilates himself to Allah Ta'ala completely without even to show on your face any kind of unhappiness. No unhappiness at all. Incident that takes place which is not according to your nature, but is not effective. Until unless that does not come into us, any kind of claim is facing of no importance. And the only way that can come into us is how much muhabbat we have Allah. How much muhabbat we have Allah Ta'ala, you'll come to know with this. That when things happen in front of you, when you face with different situations, how do you respond? How do you respond? Your response in every condition must be one. In that what you like happening, you are responding happy. In that what unhappy, you are happy also. To understand this is very important, because remember, man is faced with different conditions at every day, 24 hours. 24 hours. And in those conditions and incidents that happen in front of you, in front of your eyes, how do you tolerate those incidents and how you take those incidents? It's how you take Allah. That decision you don't have anymore, you don't make judgment on why this happened like this. Our problem today is we now not making our relying on Allah Ta'ala at all. So who is called a Sahib and Nisbat? You know Sahib and Nisbat. You know this person is Sahib and Nisbat. Sahib and Nisbat is that person who's Allah for Allah Ta'ala and love for Allah Ta'ala for him. That is a very, very difficult thing, but once you have Sahib and Nisbat in you, then you see automatically what kind of person you're going to be. You hear a lot of people saying this person is Sahib and Nisbat. Very easy. That the servant's relationship with Allah is so strong that Allah is happy with him. The relationship, the servant's relationship with Allah is so strong. What does that mean you're strong? You do not show on your face. Your actions, everything shows that you've got a relationship so strong with Allah Ta'ala that Allah is happy with him. Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is happy with him and he is happy with Allah Ta'ala also. One is Allah Ta'ala is happy with him, but he is Allah Ta'ala happy with Allah Ta'ala also. In the same way, you know, they say, Tu mujhe dekha karo main tujhe dekha karo. Tu mujhe dekha karo main tujhe dekha karo. You look at me and I look at you. The meaning of that. You're in front of me all the time. You're not away from me, you're in front of me all the time. You are sitting and sitting. Sometimes that's why, you know, when that person comes to masjid, his presence of Allah Ta'ala was so strong that while he's walking, Sufyan, sorry, rahmatullah, he came into a masjid. Sufyan, come into me, he stood. Oh, sabr ho gaya, mere taraf aane ke. The moment he heard Allah Ta'ala saying that, he shall walk again. That condition comes into you that you are with Allah Ta'ala all the time, in every occasion. Sahib and Nisbat, whatever Allah Ta'ala is saying, you are happy with him, what you are very, very happy, very happy. You are very happy. Any kind of incident which is beyond you is not like an incident at all, but it does not affect you at all. Any kind of incident. If it is affecting you, that means there is a defect in you. That means in the both sides the happiness is there. Both sides. Then that you call Sahib al-Ismat. Sahib al-Ismat. That means you see that person's face at all times is happy, happy, happy. Why? He wants you to be happy. This is my way. Come this way. No, you have to do something. You'll be more pleased than sit back. Okay. If one side is happiness, then one is not. Even if a person getting married to, he say, I'm getting married to a girl, she say, I'm not happy. Will the nikah take place? Nikah will only take place if both the side will be happy. Then only will nikah take place, because that's the condition. The condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are happy with my decision. Are you happy with my decision? Yes, Allah, I'm happy with your decision. Whatever you're saying, whatever you're doing to me, how you're treating me too, I'm happy. Aman now, Saddam. This in the majlis is very important, because the last majlis was the month of Ramadan. It is very, very important. Take this thing, stamp in your heart, because that is your life. This thing is your life. When you're going outside, every occasion you're going to meet, every decision you're going to make, every proposal you're going to make, certain things will be against you most strong. How would you respond? This would have heated madis in front of you if you got true muhabbat Allah. Because everything that happened in front of your eyes is not according to what your expectations are. Amni insani ma tamanna. Allah has said in the Quran. Is all your desire Allah, all your desire Allah to you? Become like this, that my desire is your desire. Mahazad said, it's not me. Apni khaish ki, aapki khaish par chalti. This whole thing, I'm walking, I'm running only towards on your desire. A very big proposal coming to your business, and it dies off, you're smiling. Very big proposal, next person took it, you're smiling. He said, look how what a human gets done. One Buzuk went to one place to ask a proposal of a daughter. He was refused. Alhamdulillah. His friend or someone went to propose the same girl, she was accepted. He went and told his friend, please forgive me, I interfered with your other deal. I interfered with your... You are not supposed to do that. Just to show you that you mustn't have any kind of judgment or proposal in your life. All this, what you find inconvenient, all this thing we begin to judge. is merely because of our proposal. Proposal would not be in our life at all. Whatever proposed was the best for us. Nisbat is something they call nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. Is when the both become one and both are happy. Allah Ta'ala is happy with you, and you are also Allah Ta'ala happy with Allah Ta'ala too. That not a train you become to complain. My dear friends, this is a majlis. If you only keep it in your heart, then every day you look at my desire is not important, Allah's desire. My desire to stay is far from Allah, my desire to stay. I'm tired, I worked like really late last time I worked, I read my Isha Namaz. I'm tired now, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. The alarm going on, I put that thing off. Your desire to put that alarm off and sleep, unka kya desire? To do that. What is his desire in your life and what Allah's desire? When you don't have any kind of desire in you, if anyone calls any harm to you, do it not affect you because you don't have any desire. Your desire that you like that person, you have trust in that person, then you go and ask him some favors. The moment you go with that desire to have that person have some favors in you, and the person refuses you. Why? Because you had a desire. You must not have a desire. It was Allah's decision. Why you find there's so much of enmity and enmity with one another? Why? The reason is why? You're having trust in the wrong person. That's why when the person refuses you, don't talk to him, you break relationship with him. All kinds of things happen to you. This relationship you broke it because of the trigger that I proposed something, it don't happen like that. Allah Ta'ala will show you that when is my proposal, just my proposal, you arguing with me. How come you begin to argue with me? Because that is what that means, and the outcome is that you are happy with the deed in every way. The deed you have with the deed. How come my daughter is not getting married and all others getting married? How come that? How come I'm working so hard? I'm doing this, I'm doing that, nothing happening. How come I'm doing namaz so much? How many tahajjud namaz, everything? Allah Ta'ala not giving anything, na'udhu billah. This kind of conditions come into us. How come that person is doing so much, committing so much of sins, he's getting everything, I'm not getting anything? These proposals you call it proposals, these are the daily things that happen in our lives. You know how much this can be spoken, but Allah tells me to speak the right things. But that is what we call, we got in us the sickness. When a person sits in the majlis, he's got a sickness in him that we put right. Bimari ko dur karo is not a why, it's not a lecture. A majlis is not a lecture. In a khanka, they don't give lectures. In a khanka, they give that you call the spiritual ailments you got in you, would have to eliminate out of you, would have to come out of you. How interested you're taking out of you. To go to a matter of bayan and put in mashallah, you get a very good bayan, that is, by the way. This is not a bayan, this is a talk to tell you that thing about a spiritual revolution in your life. That everything that called akhlaq hamida. You know what akhlaq hamida is? Akhlaq hamida is you can suffer in you. The biggest quality in akhlaq hamida is suffer. Because 24 hours a man is in suffer all the time, he not realize, he walks out, someone telling something against his tabiat. Where is suffer gone to? The biggest suffer is at home. Because he's telling you things against your nature. He's telling you things with hurting you. How much you hurting Allah Ta'ala? And Allah does not get angry with us. So we have to learn that this is called fana billah, is to completely eliminate yourself to that extent that any kind of incident, no matter how unhappy you are, it will not affect you. I'm trying to explain to you, I'm trying my best. I'm trying to give you all my examples. Because this is your face with every day. You're walking by the business man, he's so busy roaring. Instead of being happy, you're being jealous for that person. He's so roaring, what business being? Now instead of being happy for that Muslim, you've been jealous for that person. Nothing happened to me. Nothing happened to me. He did so much, look at that person. Now for you and I, that is not an ailment. It's a very big sickness because it brings about jealousy. Leave alone being about jealousy to a certain extent, go to that extent, you may dua, ya Allah, take it away from na'udhu billah. That unhappiness in your heart with that person. He got the contract, I did not get a contract. I don't know what he is doing. Why? Because you took attention away from who? Allah. To him. If you are telling Allah Ta'ala, then what you do? You say, he knows. My decision with him, he knows. Only one thing, you work very hard. Thereafter, anyone can tell you whatever they want to tell you. They can tell you the worst things too, which might not affect you. Ya Allah, between you and me. In other words, you have your taqdeer. That word taqdeer is very easy. You have your taqdeer. It's very powerful. Whatever written for you will happen, no matter what happens, whatever you can say, whatever written for you will happen, no matter what you can say. You can propose everywhere, it's a refusal everywhere. Taqdeer. You must not be affect you. I know one person came to see me the other day, telling me one everywhere the refusal. I told him, Allah will decide, you do your work. He might have gone to, without exaggeration, maybe 30, 40 places he went to propose him. Alhamdulillah, after he got married. He got married. When Allah decides you do something, that's leaving to you. Those things were not in our power. We were supposed to leave it alone. So taqdeer is something when you have this near you. Taqdeer is Allah Ta'ala too. Everything becomes Allah Ta'ala then. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, Allah, Allah, Allah. Then your zubaan are making, your heart is making Allah. Your zubaan are making Allah, Allah, your heart is making Allah, Allah. It becomes difficult to sit in a toilet to the after. It's difficult to think of the clothing also at that time. The condition comes into you of that kind. It must come into our life. It must come. Every sunnah, that means every sunnah the Nabi Karim so must come. When that condition comes into him, that he is happy with Allah Ta'ala and Allah is happy with him, then even if he makes a mistake by mistake, Allah will look that too. Because he's not doing with nafs. He's not doing? Even a mistake, he made a mistake, Allah Ta'ala will overlook that too. No, my banda kuch galti ho gayi, kuch galti ho gayi. You know, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. So the stage when it comes to you, when this condition comes into you to that stage, don't talk. You begin to say things, Allah make it happen. And when it happens, you know, pride does not come into you. Ya Allah, maine kuch nahi kiya, aapne sab kuch kiya. When you begin to say things, it happens. And you begin to talk, it's of what is in your heart, Allah makes you speak, that's what Allah doesn't make you speak. There are times people come and sit in people's majlises, Muslims, Muslims, Hazrat. I was going to come talk about you. One person came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat, I came to him. He said, one condition, he had about 100 some odd questions to ask. He says, after you leave, if you sit in a majlis, when you're leaving, that's when I can ask you those questions. How sincere you are is important. How sincere you are. The most sincere feel you are than something else. That person came and was leaving his husband. I was going to ask you all those questions, all the answers are there for me. I did not have to ask one question. So what intention you come with? If you come with intention, you push with any of the question. So many times certain people feel, you know, you go to meet that other Buzhuk, but in his heart he hasn't got the love for that Buzhuk and respect. When he goes there, he goes with no, with that attitude, when he goes with that. Nothing. Sometimes when a Buzhuk says something to you, you don't accept it. You know why? You know, three people came to one Buzhuk to meet him. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Before I go further, just to tell you, when you're going to ask advice to someone, think very carefully whether you want to follow it or not. Because when you don't follow it, it's wabal. Lot of harm will take place. Three people came to meet the Buzhuk. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Is that? He's going now, when it's obvious when you leave, he doesn't give some advice. Hati ka gosh mat khana. Elephant meat mustn't eat. Huh? There is elephant meat? But that came up on the zuba. I didn't want to tell you, it came up, but don't eat elephant meat. So they went away. When they went away on the road, they got lost. When they got lost now, they don't know what to do. No food and all. Mahazudi has given us an incident, and you must know, you must always do not have doubts in what your Shaykh gives you. You got doubts, that itself means you got no love for the Shaykh. It so happened that month that they had no food that day. They were in the jungle, that they had no food. And they all stopped, they waited, and they saw one baby elephant. One decided, let's kill this elephant. They said, look, the sheikhs told him not to eat. They go, this is what you call etiquette, love. The other two say, no, you kill it. What a job, kill that thing. You must know when that one person did not eat that elephant, that meat, both ate, and you must know after they were flat out also because the tired baby was flat. And they're sleeping. After all, this is an animal baby. A human baby, mother always look for the baby. The love that Allah Ta'ala gives for a baby, for a mother, for a child, is beyond comprehension. You cannot meet it. You cannot meet it. That's why today you find so many people who are showing disrespect to mother's name. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba asked, who's right for your mother? Who's right for your mother? Your mother, three families in your family. Why? Mother is something else. Mother is something else. When you go for a journey and come back, the wife asks you, what you brought for me? The mother will say, khana khaya nahi khaya. Even she's got her own place to give to you. But today, the same mothers, how we treat them. Same mothers, how we treat them. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan go in a mimbar, make amin three times on that one occasion only? He said that. Why? What? Must be something in it. That Allah's curse on the person. Do you know something, how dangerous it is? You may be thinking there's no curse, you don't know the thing in his life is, the noor is going out of his life. Those people who are great, they can make it out of, because they show disrespect to them. Your mother is something else. In no way you can fulfill her rights no matter what you do. When it's written, if your mother is a kafir to you, you have to respect her. Do not obey her. You don't follow her, but you respect her. See? What was I saying? The elephant. So elephant, when the mother came near to see them, he saw one thing, you know, Allah Ta'ala gives everyone the understanding. Everyone, we don't understand anything. Allah Ta'ala gives every understanding. When Allah wants to protect someone, no one can come in between. That's Allah Ta'ala. We don't know Allah Ta'ala, that's why how Allah can protect you. He came in, he saw the baby was finished, slaughtered everything. He saw these three people. He said, "These are the people that eat nothing." But look at it, that force is not what it is. It is smelling them first. That who is eating this meat? He got to trample everyone now. He smelled the first one. And he was very worried because this person couldn't sleep and had no food in his stomach. You know, food in his stomach can't sleep. He saw the baby came, elephant came. The elephant came. This person ate my baby. He tramped him and finished him there. Look to the next one, same thing. Tramped him. Third one is spelling. Can't make out. No, this person did not eat this. He actually took him in the trunk and put him on top and took him out of that place. How Allah protects. My saying was, when you go to see a Buzruk, be careful what you say. When he gives you an advice, remember you must try to follow the advice, otherwise you may nuksan with that. Because they got no nuts in them. This is what I'm trying to say. When you come fanaf in love, when we begin to say something, Allah takes it as they take it mistaken. It happened to me personally. I was coming from India, I was coming to South Africa. I did not listen to my Shaykh. I was supposed to come via Mauritius or via something, I can't remember. And I could not get the ticket. So I told her, I just can't get a ticket. He said, take the other route. The other route for the Kenya and all these places. I did not take it. I suffered. And I still have to take the same route, Hazrat to Madrid. But I have suffered it. In other words, my time was wasted. You understood? This is what I'm trying to say. Whatever they say, Hazrat Muhammad Mughal Rahmatullah Ali. One masla. You know, they said, he called that person, he said, Hazrat, where is this answer? He said, look in the kitab. A certain page, everything. He opened the kitab. He said, bring it here. He said, look there. The answer was there. He said, Hazrat, but how come you did? He said, Allah Ta'ala will know and we tell a lie. Allah Ta'ala will not make that a lie. Who can talk like that? Fana fillah. My desire is no more my desire, Allah's desire. My desire is no more, I want biryani, my desire, I want biryani. Something else came in front of you. Alhamdulillah. It's not your desire. Sometimes you tell your wife, you know, today I'm going to come, I'm very tired. Make my special today. She said, don't worry, I'll make the special. And in the event she got a bit sick or something. And she's not making it. Oh, the children ate it up. The children ate it. And you came, this mortar came in the house. Oh, first of all, what the hopes. Do not have any hopes. He acted up, this is ready for me, that ready for me now. Oh, that. And he went in the house. And he sees his wife dead. For me, salam. Nicely, because the food is with us. Everything the husband does, his stomach. If his stomach is right, then everything is right at home. And she says, I'm so sorry, you know what I mean? I was sick. And I thought, khalas. Khalas. This is what it is because of your desire. Do not have any kind of straight away you will think, Alhamdulillah. That was his desire that must not have this. That was his desire. My desire all out for that. But his desire for that. So you accept his desire and eat quietly. My auntie, my husband's incident. In the house, nice food was cooked. Hazrat's sister came from Pakistan. So they cooked nice food there. The food was ready. I'm giving you this incident not as incidents. Apni zindagi mein na ho baat. Bring this zindagi in your life. Your house be full of rahmat, inshallah. Your house be full of rahmat. You may not have so much of money, but you so much have rahmat and comfort. The peace of mind you get, the comfort you get, it comes here. So Hazrat Ji went a certain time to meet his sister there. The sister said, I had a bahut mazedar khana khaya. She praised. Now when you praise the food, it's something else too. So he said, Mera hissa kahan hai? Where's my share? When you praise something, where's my share? Hazrat bachche log kha liya, humne kha liya, so something like, we ate the food and all. Bahut hi achha hua. Not one, not even one hesitant. Not why they ate it up? For what they ate it up? They said, you think of me? Nothing. They ate the food up. Bahut hi achha hua. Both. Very happy about it. Will that happen to us? When a man makes pana with Allah Ta'ala, then this condition come into you, bahut acha, very good, very good. Until unless this condition does not come into us, wo fana fila nahi hai, fana fila nahi. This is what you call fana fila, fana fi sheikh. When you get fana fi sheikh, means whatever the sheikh tells you, you will do. Even if you don't like it too, you will do it. You don't question it. There's no judgment, no proposal, no decisions. Today, the effect of this, the effect of all this, because more decision than do them. Allah, Allah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She had this Nabi Kareem also. Every action of God, Allah is fulfilling. Every action of Allah is fulfilling. Because you have fulfilled Allah completely. Completely, every action of yours, Allah is fulfilling. Because you have completely fulfilled your heart completely. Because there are Nabi Kareem, there are no desire. That's why I want to go before I go further with the hadith and those rules. He says, I have never fulfilled my desire in my life. How did you got 5 children? How come you not fulfill your desires? He said, I have never fulfilled my desires. Understood. When you get this condition in you and your wife called and you want to go to your wife and he refuses you, you'll smile. You'll smile. Because whose decision it is? Whose purpose? You do not propose anything. Kaash ke wo zindagi apne andar aa jaye. In us, that's why I say when you sit in a majlis, only you can bring that into our lives. That condition will come back. You'll never get angry with people or anything else. Angry is one of the reasons. Gussa, so the good it is. Every one of us will look into ourselves. Very quickly we get angry at home. Very quickly. You want it like this. I want my house to be like this. I want my house like that. Or like that. One person came and told me. He said, you know, my wife too. I told my wife. You know what? But I'm not like that. He said, I want the wife. Saying the husband said, the wife, I want like this or that. But I'm not like that. So he gets angry. So he came and told me. So I told Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Ji said, when you got married, why didn't tell her what this was my life? Then she knows what to do. Whether she will come or not come. When you want to get married, you tell her, this is what I want from you. Now you did not tell her all the things. Now when she's doing what she wants to do, now you have to accept it. Why is talaq can be so right at the moment because of this? And some people now with billah, because they're fearing what will happen, they give them talaq and say, stay together too. They stay together. What will happen to Allah? But this anger is the worst thing. Why you think that Mahazadi, everyone that comes in, Gussa paas na hai, because why? That is hurting people's heart. You are hurting people's heart. Because you want it your way, you not want Allah's way. Sometimes when you have to repeat a bayan, it's because it's important. It's very important. So Allah Shah Yana Diyanam said that. So this is what it is. The Nabi Karim Sahasram, whatever he desires, means that he gets completely fana to Allah Ta'ala. Completely fana, Nabi. Completely fana. Fana to Allah. Who could say that a person will have his eyes open and the killer in front of him? Nabi Karim Sahasram. So go on, Kesa. Who will say to Allah? What was it that not effective at all? Allah. Because fana to Allah, my Allah. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Take this anger out of us, take this anger out of us. Anger. La tahzan. Now because made this what to other people. One advice, la tahzan, do not get angry. I'm telling you because I'm getting calls for only anger, nothing else. People are going for umrah but they're getting angry. But you know where you're going to. You know what you're doing. As he says, Apni khaiish pur na karo. Dusri ki khaiish. Apni khaiish pur karni. Apni min Allah's khaiish. Your desire must fulfill. No one has a desire. As Umar radiallahu anhu also the same thing. That wherever Umar walks, his haqq is with him. Why haqq is with him? Because fana fi Allah, whatever Umar has to say, in so many incidents in the Quran mentioned that through him, that if Allah said something, he said, Ya Rasul, I want it like this, Allah said. Fana fi Allah. Get drowned in Allah Ta'ala. You can be in a world. You can fulfill everyone's rights. When a person is fana fi Allah, the sign of a person fana fi Allah, he fulfills everyone's rights. He won't have any rights on himself. He forego all his rights. Just imagine that day when Hazrat Nabi Karim saw a majlis there, as Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasul. Azwaj Mutahharat is there. The Lord of Munafiqeen are present here too. Not only Sahaba, Munafiqeen, Ya Rasul, I want them to make parda. The women are going to parda. Azwaj Mutahharat. But he's not going to, they were not whatever, them. The Munafiqeen. That time Allah Ta'ala showed to inform Nabi about the Munafiq. We can do it on today, we don't know who's a munafiq today. How much concern now is more of a woman should be a parda. And today's homes you find one time you say together all the time. Brothers, all brothers together at one time. Itna nuksan ho raha aajkal. You find the brothers also in one family sitting together, they stay together, and what you hear, Allah help from me. How much important parda is. But if you don't make parda, it will affect the family too. If a person not make parda, if you go outside and your eyes going everywhere on the wrong places, it affects the family. You got more harm from the house. The wife is telling Allah, Allah, she's doing all the work, she's kept out of all the wrongs. But you doing all the wrong and affecting the person. Parda is so important, parda is very important. Before when you make parda, they don't look second time, and today the way the parda they're wearing, you need to look at the person 10 times. Whereas the woman at home, she will be so dawned to that position, when the husband comes, the way she must be dawned that all his problems will be gone. All will. But when the woman goes outside, she wears the best. Who wants? Who's who? more to admire. The husband has to be admired. Hazrat Khami Rahmatullah said a very nice thing. That woman who the whole day she wore the clothing, if she has to go out and she wears the same thing, this is worth going, because she wore the same clothes, the husband, she may also say it. But who's doing that? And that was not the subject, but just to tell you that what the barza is, that Nabi Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that munafiqeen are here. There's so much of munafiq here in front of us today. We ourselves may be munafiq, Allah wa Father. We are munafiq, we are not from even Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala is happy, that's very important. Allah, that's very important. So Ambiya Ikram, all the funny. Fanafillah. Ambiya, every Nabi was Fanafillah. No, not one was Fanafillah. They animated themselves to complete Allah's pleasure. That's why a few incidents, that's why it is. Apni khayish ko puri na karo. So we must bring this quality into us. They do not question Allah's decision. We work with it. That to make sabr after the incident makes no difference. No difference at all. To make sabr after the incident, no difference. Someone give you a clout. You have to make sure of that and walk away. But then when you looked at a person and said all the wrong things and then you walked away, there's not sabr. Sabr is at the occasion taking place. Look at that sahabiya, old lady. Her son passed away in the shaheed. Nabi Karim Sallallahu was passing by. She did not know the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she said, look, my son is passed away. Nobody has to make sabr. You want to make sabr? So what do you mean make sabr? You don't know what I'm going through? I'm giving my own word of it. You know what I'm going through? I said, okay. Nobody said, okay, no problem. After some time, he came to realize that she was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She ran from Nabi. Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to make sabr now. He said, sabr was that time, right? Sabr, at the incident, whatever takes place, to make sabr at that time. Any kind of incident, khuda na kare, someone, your shop or whatever, may not have looted to, sabr at that time. Straight to the sabr. You lost someone, sabr straight there. To make sabr after 2-3 days is very easy. To make sabr at the incident, at the time, whatever is taking place, that is what the question. Then you call Fanafillah, then you call, you know, Fadakhuli fi ibadi, Fadakhuli jannati, Ya ayyatun naftul mutma'inna. When you, all your whole life in this world became mutma'inna. Nafse mutma'inna. To get nafs mutmainna is the most important thing. Ya ayyatuhan nafs mutmainna. Allah Ta'ala addresses the person who got mutmainna. You kept me happy in the world. You followed whatever I told you to do. You went against your own desire for my desire. You fulfilled everything, you sacrificed everything. For the holy fi ibadi, you followed me. Enter into my special people. Allah must include us in that. For the khuli fi ibadi, for the khuli jannati, that's what he was waiting for. You got there, you got me, and got that. The greatest thing, you got me. And you are my bandha of the special one. For the khuli fi ibadi, for the khuli jannati. Today's majlis was this. That as far as possible, forego your desires for the desire of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is called Aman Kali Fofi Nasr. Wa akhul da'al hamdu. الحمد لله رب ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك. اللهم نسألك